Hey, $1 million worth of game listeners. You can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Right!
Myrtle Beach is the beach. 60 miles of bright sand, water, and a wealth of wonderful music playing day and night. You can step into a simple beach bar and discover a surprising level of exciting musical talent. A place to kick back and groove to the enticing soundtrack of the most unexpected vacations around. With nothing but good vibes floating through the warm ocean air. Plan your own music-filled trip to America's jukebox at visitmyrtlebeach.com.
I sacrificed so much of my life. Can I at least get laid? You know what I mean? I've been robbed of most of my money. Can I at least get a blowjob?
Bad bitches, bad bitches, I be stabbing. Fly as shit like Aladdin. All these carrots, I'm a rabbit. Bow, 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 let him have it. Fly as shit like a Jetson. Space shuttle cars like a Jetson. Moonwalk like a Jackson. I be running through these hoes, Bo Jackson. All my hitters in the hood with them big things. All these bitches on my dick, cause I bagged them. Then I bombed them, like Baghdad. It's a sad thing, fuck bitches when I'm mad. Then I get glad, turn around and get the bag. Turn around and get some mash. I told that bitch I'll drop that ass. Down, 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 down. Let's get it.
Yeah. Ooh. You're now tuned into $1 million worth of game. I'm sitting here with the one and only Gilly the Nut. No, you a nut. I'm Wallow 267. You Gilly the Nut. And right here we have a special guest today, the one and only Danny Do Your Dirty Garcia. Because if he got you in the ring, he gonna do your dirty. Three-time world champion. Listen.
Can't forget about Dev Nasty.
Dev, listen, we got Dev. That's that Dan and Dev. They you know how to hook up. The Nasty Boys. The Nasty Boys. We want to give a and our producer over there, Dev Nasty. But I feel some type of way because we got to get a martial artist up here because it's not right that he's here. We need a martial artist.
No,
we got two boxers, two martial artists.
No, I had to even the playing field. Two fucking martial artists, two boxers.
No, you ain't no fucking boxer.
You know I'm a boxer, nigga.
Yo, you ain't no boxer.
I'm just as much as a boxer as you is a fucking martial artist.
You ain't got no belts. You ain't
you talking about
my hands. Me and Dan, feet. Our feet is licensed.
No, I got a Gucci belt. Y'all got denim belts. What's the difference?
No, that don't count. He got real belts. He's a real boxer.
He the only one in here with a real fucking belt.
No, I ain't even got no belt on.
No, we got real belts. Me and Dev got real belts.
Right. A denim belt, no, a
black
jean belt.
I'm black belt.
Fuck it.
I'm black belt. But before we get started,
you got
we
a
like
belt
to get,
from
forget all that.
From what's the from what's where? The store of Franklin Bills Mall.
Don't disrespect my name. Don't disrespect my name.
You get all your fucking belts out of Ross.
Before whatever. Yeah, use a nut. Hilarious. Before we get started, I'm gonna give a shout out to our sponsors.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
That's how the game goes.
That's just how the game goes.
That's how it go.
Where's it located?
Springfield, Pennsylvynia, man. Why? Okay. I told you this before. If it's Springfield Hyundai.
What's the phone number? What's the phone number?
844-9-DRIVE-NOW. You see the phone number right there. Come on, Gil.
All right.
You're goofy, man.
All right. So we got a special guest in the house.
Special. Ho. If he's special, I'm special because I do.
Danny Do 'Em Dirty Garcia.
Danny Do 'Em Dirty.
I like that name.
Yeah, see, I remixed it. I gave him that.
Do 'Em Dirty.
Do 'Em Dirty. Because he gets you up in there, he do you dirty. You just be bleeding, all type of stuff. You feel like somebody kicked you in the dirt. All that type of stuff.
We got Danny in the building. We have to talk about boxing.
Boxing.
Boxing what? Oranges?
What type of boxing?
We talk about the boxing where you throw your hands.
Oh, no, I do that too.
Because, you know, let's be honest. I am a Philadelphia boxing fan. So if you're from Philadelphia, I'm rooting for you.
Are you a historian?
I'm a historian. And I've been rooting for Danny Garcia since he was, I think he turned pro 18, 19?
Yeah, 18.
18, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, 18 going on 19.
Right. And he is not disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
He had three belts, right, at 140 pounds.
two at one. Yeah, three, yeah.
Three at one. You had the ring.
I think I have four, to be honest with you, but I don't know if it count because I had the WBC.
Yeah.
I had the WBA Super, and I got the WBA regular title.
Yeah. Damn. And ring.
And the ring magazine, yeah.
Right. Then you stepped up to 147.
Mm-hmm.
WBC.
Yeah, WBC welterweight title.
Right.
It all happened so fast.
Yeah. And let's just say this. You got two losses on your resume.
Yeah.
I didn't think either one of them was a loss. I'm just being honest. And that's not being Philadelphia biased. That's just being honest.
Right.
You landed 40-plus percentage of your power punches on Sean Porter.
Mm-hmm.
You broke Keith Thurman's arm.
Out for 2 years.
Damn. Out for 2 years.
Broke somebody's
arm. He ran from the 8th to the 12th.
Right.
He turned into Keith Runtime Thurman. So then you came back and you beat Adrian Granados.
Mm-hmm.
You knocked him out. He's never even been on the canvas before.
He's done now.
Yeah, and you cooked his fucking goose.
Tore that ass up.
So now it's like, who's Danny Garcia going to fight next?
I don't know.
I've been seeing in the news and saying a lot about Manny Pacquiao.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely a fight I want. When he fought Thurman, that should have been my fight.
That's what I thought.
But he said that he thought Thurman was the easier fight for him than me.
That's what I thought as well.
So he fought Thurman. But I should be fighting at the end of the year, and then next year, Pac-Man or whoever.
Well, we know you never turned down any challenges. This is what I don't understand. For a while, they called you a cherry picker. Yeah. Right?
Well, you know, anytime you're great, they was going downplay it.
Right. And I said to myself, a cherry picker. I said, if you put Terrence Crawford, Sean Porter, and Keith Thurman, all their resumes together,
together,
all the niggas that they fought together, it don't add up to Danny Garcia.
Right, and I did it at two weight classes.
Because Danny Garcia fought Ashley Thelofane.
Yep.
Kendall Holt, Lucas Matisse, Amir Khan, Lamont Peterson.
Eric Morales, the legend.
Eric Morales, twice.
Guerrero.
Sean Porter, Robert Guerrero. Zab Judah.
The list goes on.
The list just goes on and on. Mm-hmm. It has to be somewhere like 13, 14 world champions on there. Mm-hmm. And then you put all of those guys' resumes together. And it's not 13 world champions on there.
Right.
So for me, it was like cherry picker. Who the fuck are they talking about? Not this kid from North Philadelphia who fights any fucking body.
Man, you got to understand, I was the underdog when I went to both my world title fights.
But hold
so
up.
I was supposed to lose the first my two world title fights, first two.
But hold up.
So I beat the odds, you feel me?
You beat the odds every time because you was an underdog against Amir Khan.
Yeah.
Underdog against Lucas Matisse.
Mm-hmm.
None of those dudes have never even tasted the canvas.
Right.
I mean, well, Lucas Matisse didn't.
Yeah.
You broke him the fuck up.
Yeah.
You told me you was going to break him the fuck up. Just how you did it, you did that shit too.
But this the whole thing. You don't count his two losses, but you count when I had the little scuffle with Lou and I rolled up under the car. How the fuck you count my losses? You wouldn't acknowledge mine and highlight my shit to the world.
Okay, because let's shout out Dead Eye Lou.
No, how you going to highlight
he
my shit?
He sucked the shit out you and you hit the ground and rolled under the car like a mechanic.
How many times he got a hard shot and he wrestled with a motherfucker in the ring?
He never.
You get a hard shot, you wrestle with somebody.
You hit the ground.
No, that was my wrestling moment where I was just recovering. You got to recover when you get a hard shot.
So hold on. A nigga socked you, you hit the ground, rolled up under a car like you work at AutoZone, and you want credit for that shit?
Is this a true story?
Yeah, it's a true story.
Listen.
But no, the whole twist is.
Listen, and then you from up area.
How you end up under the car?
No, it was a retreat move. My sensei told me this. When danger get too, a little get heated, you got to retreat and you got to recuperate. Because he hit me and I was an inspector.
Hold on. What's the song that pop in your head when it's time to
retreat?
You got
to know when to fold him, know when to hold him, know when to walk away, know when to run. So what I did was I retreated. But dig this. How do you know all his people he fought? You don't mention. When I fought Big Back Block Bobby, on the back block in the Dark Knights. All these people I pulled off when I was doing vigilante work. You name all his people, but you don't name my people. You know what I'm saying? You biased. You biased. There's a lot of battles I had.
You took a lot of L's, though. You had three niggas sock you in a 90-day period.
Listen, what?
You sound like a punching bag.
I got 13 L's out of 30 wins. That's not bad.
Wait, hold on.
That's not bad.
Wait, a lot of these 17 to 13.
Listen.
At what level?
A lot of people. No. See, the difference between me and him. My weight class. I'm all class. Yeah. But what happened is a lot of these people have weapons. People have fucking weapons.
Yeah.
If somebody got you right there and they sucker punch you and this man got a gun to you, you just like,
that's a wrap.
You can't do nothing. So a lot of my L's really probably don't count as L, but I got to say this is an L because I lost.
So your record is 17 to 13 out here.
No, 17 and 30.
What?
17 to 30.
You said you lost 13 fights out of 30. So that means you won 17. You not count a motherfucker.
Yeah, so you're 17 really to 13. Matter. But them fights that fluctuate. Yo, it depends on who was there to see it.
My man forgot his record. That's how you know you've been hit. Because
I've been hit a couple times. I've been kicked.
Oh, look.
But a lot of people I come against, they got firearms and stuff, and I'm protecting the public and shit.
Right.
And let me ask Danny this question. Errol Spence, Sean Porter. Who's winning that? And why?
I think it's a 50-50 fight. You know what I mean? I think they want Spence to win. I think they try to make him a star, so they want him to have two belts. But I think it's a 50-50 fight. They both strong guys, like physically strong. I think Porter's more battle tested. We really don't know what Spence could do because we ain't really seen nobody test him yet. You know right. what I'm saying? So I mean, I think it's a 50-50 fight.
Do you think who is the top welterweight other than yourself in the division?
I mean, it's just too many styles, you feel me? Like, everybody match up good.
Do you think Terrence Crawford is what they say he is?
I mean, he got to fight somebody first. I don't know who he
Because
fight.
To me, I'm not biased. I'm a fan of Terrence Crawford. But he ain't fought no fucking body.
Right.
Like, that's Julius Ndongo.
I don't know how that dude got two belts. I would have killed that dude.
Jeff Horn. The bootleg Benavidez. You didn't fight the real Benavidez.
Gilly really know his shit.
You fought the bootleg Benavidez. You didn't fight the real one.
You funny as
I mean, so for this is what I don't understand about boxing.
It's just politics, bro.
There's so much politics involved.
These promoters be paying too much, paying people, paying got, these media got, and all that to make these people right. stars.
How do you put Terrence Crawford at number one and he hasn't beaten anybody that's number one?
I don't know. You got to ask them writers that.
That's what's confusing to me. It's like, who the fuck has he beaten to be
right. I mean, that's
pound
what's,
for
wrong.
Pound
that's what's
one.
Wrong with boxing, you feel me? It's like,
you can't go off the look. Because if you just go off the look, Javante Davis is fucking Mike Tyson.
For sure.
But we know he's fighting Uber drivers. I can go more fucking rounds than these niggas.
Real shit.
Like, I can get in there and run from Javante for three rounds. What the fuck is going on?
Make a quick 500K.
What the fuck is going on? Like, you feel what I'm saying?
But that's how the game is set up now.
Right. But and I'm not taking nothing away from Javante Davis.
Yeah, he's a gun.
Talent. Because he's a gun. But the reality of this shit is you fought one good person since you've been a professional boxer. That's Jose Pedraza. You ain't fought nobody.
I want to say this. I want to ask both of y'all questions. It seems like Philadelphia is a city of belts. There's a bunch of belts floating around in Philly.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely.
It's a bunch of belts. Like, how do you feel about that? Has it ever been a time in the history of Philadelphia been so many belts, so many champions at once?
I mean, when Bernard had the belt, he was like the only champion in like 10. Oh, no, Steve Cunningham had a belt too. He had two belts. So when Bernard had his reign, it wasn't really no champions. Then,
right.
then I came around mm-hmm. and I became world champion. Then I was holding Philly down for like 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I was a world champion for 6 years. And then Tevin Farm became world champion. And then Julian Williams became world champion.
Cool boy stuff.
Cool boy stuff.
Oh, yeah. Him
we too. You got a bunch of, you know what I mean? And it's just heating up.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we always been like the best fighting city, you feel me? But I just feel like something tainted our city where it's like we the underdogs and we really not.
Do you feel like you get your just
due? I think the Rocky movie did that to us, man.
Yeah, dude.
It's like, why everybody from Philly underdog? Right. We're not underdogs, bro. No. We like superstars.
Do you feel like you get your just due?
Everybody from Philly, I'm an underdog.
In a boxing game?
I feel like if you know about boxing, yeah. I mean, because I think so.
I feel like in Philadelphia, you might be the upper echelon of the boxers.
Oh, yeah, like, for sure.
Because Bernard had a belt. He definitely did. And Bernard had, I think, the most title defenses.
20. Right. Middleweight.
But you had 3 belts in 1 division. And I don't think anybody has done that up until this point other than J-Rock.
Yeah.
J-Rock just won 3 belts in.
That's the good thing about a unification fight.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You could go in there and win all the belts in one
all
night.
All the fucking belts in one yeah. night. You feel what I'm saying? Even though yours came a little bit different, right?
I had to fight each yeah, person.
Yeah,
to get them
yeah absolutely. Yeah. But so I would definitely say in Philadelphia history, not boxing history as well, but in Philadelphia history, that probably would have to put you at the top.
Yeah, I'm up there, bro.
You know what I mean?
I mean, you got to understand.
If not the top fighter from Philadelphia of all time.
When you talk in Philadelphia boxing, you feel me? You got, you know, Joe Frazier. He's the first person to absolutely. Be a Muhammad Ali.
Absolutely.
So you got to understand, that's like one of the biggest wins you could get in boxing.
Yes.
That is the biggest.
So he's the first person to beat Ali. And then you got Bernard Hopkins, 20 defenses. The oldest.
Beat Trinidad.
The oldest fighter to win a world title and the oldest fighter to defend a world title. So it's like
that's legendary.
That's legendary work.
He's legend.
That's legendary. That's fucking legend.
Yeah,
and I'm gonna keep it all the way real. Bernard fought maybe 1 year too long.
Oh yeah.
Nigga punched Bernard out the ring.
Yeah, you gotta understand Bernard been counted.
He's
out.
A legend.
Bernard
he is a legend, but his, he got punched out.
You gotta understand
ring.
His mindset.
I've been punched out before.
You gotta understand his mindset is this though. This is someone who's been counted out his whole life.
Right. Yep.
So when you tell Bernard he can't do something, he can be like, "Oh yeah, I'm gonna show you I can't do this. Oh, I can't fight at 50.
Right.
I'm gonna show you I can fight at 50. You feel me? That's his
came
mindset.
Came out of the penitentiary.
But one thing about Bernard, he can fight at 50. He just shouldn't have fought at 51.
Yo, too stupid. He's a legend. No, I'm not going to agree with that.
He should have stopped at 50. No. 51, he got punched out of the ring.
Listen.
Fell all out the ring. Hey, he looked like an old head falling out the ring.
Well, listen.
There's a difference. You go out the ring on some nut shit. The ropes was too wide open. He went out like an old head. I'm not going to agree with that.
I want you to notice that Danny's trying not to laugh as hard as he possibly can. The same way Danny wasn't allowed to dance the back-to-back when Meek Mill was getting this. Danny was just standing still, just stone cold. Like, I don't know it's on. It's really not good. A one. There's no back-to-back
but one. I will say this. I'm not going to say he shouldn't, because at 51, I'm still going to be out here doing my thing.
You got to understand, somebody asked you to fight at 51 for like $3 million.
You man. Fighting?
Yeah. Knock me the fuck out.
Please. Knock me whatever you want it's to. Like,
no, because at the end of the day.
It don't even matter at this point. His legacy's already.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah. We ain't taking that. Yeah. The fact that he fell out the ring from a nigga that was Joe's fucking schmo. That's just.
That's where his name, though, Joe.
Come on.
I know. A nigga that I think his name was Joe Smith or some shit. Some regular ass
He got to change his middle joint like, to Colt joint to Schmo like, now. Like Joe was, Schmo listen, Smith.
Listen. And we all know if Bernard was anything of what he used to be, he would have never lost to Joe Schmo Smith.
No way.
You know what I'm saying? But one motherfucker that's undefeated is Father Tom.
Yeah.
You hear me? That nigga's undefeated. That's Kobe.
You know who told me that, right? Kobe Bernard
ankles,
told me that.
Yeah, Kobe ankles was good as shit up to his 19th year. Then he tore the shit out of his ACL.
Yeah.
Wear and tear ain't no joke.
Absolutely. So how's your body doing on the wear and tear?
I'm good, man.
You good?
Oh. Yeah.
So you're 32 now?
I'm 31.
31? Yeah. So you got another 19 years and you like Bernard?
Sheesh.
Ooh, you can do it, Danny.
Danny, do it. What's his name? Danny,
doing dirty. Danny, doing dirty.
Garcia. At 51, he be Danny.
He's
going to
be all right because I'm 40. I'm still out here doing my thing.
No. But we don't ever want Danny doing dirty to get to turn into Danny done dirty.
Done Danny. No, done Danny dirty Garcia. That's going to be, you know, young boy will be up there.
Because the young boys,
I done him dirty. Yeah, they know what he is. I done him dirty.
And the young boys don't give a fuck. That like Joe Schmo Smith didn't give a fuck that he knocked a 60-year-old Bernard out. No, he was in a ring.
Yeah. Hell yeah. I still knocked out Bernard. I'm telling the grandkids, nigga.
I'm a legend.
like you think them young niggas when he 21 and Danny 53 gonna get fuck? He just won Danny on his resume. That's what Danny did to Eric Morales.
Yeah.
Danny was young as shit, stronger than the motherfucker Eric Morales in there trying to get that last check.
She worked him out. Worked him right out.
That was his last fucking joint, too. that nigga got stiff.
Worked him right out.
Did he get a rematch? He got a rematch, right?
No, the last rematch was his last.
That was it. That was it, yeah.
Danny returned the shit out of him with that left hand. Pop!
Yeah, he tested positive for steroids.
I know, and you still fought him. Yeah. That was legendary. I seen the interview.
He better take steroids.
Steven Espinosa. He said, that's some real loud Puerto Rican from the Badlands shit.
I was like, shit, I ain't
they come in there like that. Yo, he on them roids. nigga,
Danny too strong.
Nigga like, so Danny Pop was in there like this. Crazy Ainge was in there like this. So
I done broke y'all shit.
If we don't fight, if he don't fight, we don't get paid.
They said $1 million.
That nigga he on roids. If y'all, if they don't fight, they don't get paid. He looked at him. He said, Danny, I don't give a fuck what he are.
Danny Kim.
Oh, he said, you sure you want to turn out $1 million? I said, no. Nope.
At the end of the day, down Badlands, they fight people on PCP.
I never fought street fights
for PCP. Right. Oh, you got wet up in, yeah. Start rumbling.
Hey, he didn't give a fuck.
Don't worry about the table. Don't worry about it.
Hey, he didn't give a fuck.
Oh, I got it. I'm broke. Hey,
he didn't give a fuck. He was on steroids enough. He said, million. That's that North Philly mentality. $1 million? So you mean tell me if I don't fight him, I ain't getting paid?
Oh, we rumbling.
I don't give a fuck what he on.
Yeah. I'm getting his paper.
I was like,
nigga, like, imagine you go to the arena, you think you getting $1 million tonight. Then a motherfucker tell you a nigga on steroids, you ain't getting paid. I don't give a fuck what he on.
I'm getting that.
I'm
getting this paper.
Danny don't need no Spanish. He went in the room with that nigga. Yeah. Nigga, we fight tonight.
No, a lot of people don't know. Like, my pops was like, you ain't fighting them and shit. And then Morales was like, yo, I'll give you $300K. Like, behind the door and shit. Like, you know, some negotiation, some backdoor shit.
Crazy Ainge was like,
oh, he kept $200K. Gave me $100K. <Kevin Moody."
laughs> He said, you ain't fighting tonight. Morales said, $300,000.
Oh, he came back to the room. Are you fighting tonight? Long story short, he made $200K.
But listen, he act like he looked out for you. I got an extra $100,000.
Yeah.
You fighting tonight.
Straight North Philly me and shit.
Hey.
Hustle with me.
Let me tell you, because I'm really close with Danny and his family. And it's a story that I need Danny to tell.
Oh, man.
I think he was 12 years old.
Oh, shit.
He went out to fight in a tournament. And for some reason, he lost on the first day.
Silver gloves.
And Danny thought this shit was a joke when he lost. He wanted to go swimming. And his dad was about to throw him in the fucking ocean. Enlighten us on this story of what Crazy Ainge did.
Yeah, so, all right. So, I went to this tournament called the Silver Gloves, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a big tournament for, like, young kids under 15. And, Pop's working hard. You know, Pop's a detailer, washing cars, working hard, you feel me? But in my mind, I'm a young kid. I'm traveling. This is a dream to me. Like, yeah. I never got on an airplane before this. Yeah. You feel me? So, I'm like, I'm going to Kansas City. You know what I'm saying? I'm staying in a hotel. There's a heated pool. I see all the losers swimming and shit.
They get their ass whooped jumping in the pool.
Yeah, bro, shit, eating hot dogs, having fun and shit. So I lose first night. I'm like, damn, dog. I mean, I really tried to win, though, but I lost. You know what I'm saying? So I go upstairs to get changed. I'm like, I'm about to go, you know what I'm saying? I'm about to go swimming.
You about to go do what the losers do. Hot dogs in the pool, baby.
They got plenty of time.
So Pops fucking threw me against the wall. And he was like, you think this is a fucking game? Like, I work hard to bring you out here. Like, this my hard work, earn money to, like, fly you out here until you can fight and win and shit. So he pinned me against the wall. And he turned the iron on. He put the iron in my face and shit.
And said, I'll kill you, nigga.
He said, oh, fuck. If you ever lose again, I'll fucking kill you.
And that was old. It was.
He was like, I'll fuck.
Hey, I'm not losing anymore.
He had that Michael Jackson.
Earl would have did that shit
to me. He was like, I work hard to get you out this motherfucker. You think you're going to go swimming? You ain't going nowhere. Put me against the wall. Put the iron in my face. He said, I swear to God, if you ever lose again, I'll fucking kill you. Like, this ain't a game. Like, oh, shit.
Why Earl ain't do that to me? I'd have went to the Olympics for martial arts.
He ain't your dad, nigga.
No, but he's like my sensei.
Yes,
like,
he can't do that to you.
I swear to God, I never lost after that.
I would have lost either. The fuck?
Hey, Hey, man, hey, Danny would be in the ring.
Four national titles out there, shit. Like.
Damn, because
hey, Danny,
about
be,
the iron, feel
Danny,
like he,
Danny would be in the ring. He'd lose the first round. Next thing you know, the iron come out.
Real shit.
Yeah, he got the iron.
But I was like, damn, that shit changed my life.
Burn your fucking face.
Yeah, his dad smacked the shit out of him in the corner before. You know what I'm saying?
Wake up.
That's why them old school dads, they was the best. You know why? Because they
threat game was legendary.
They threat game was legendary.
It's like when your pop said something back then, I was like, you had to
listen. It was different.
Right. Now they be, shut the fuck up, dad. You fucking nut.
I got the biggest dick in the house.
Hilarious. Yeah, like Cosmic Kev came in. I don't know if you seen a couple weeks ago, but on Million Dollars River Game, but I was talking about Cosmic Kev. Cosmic Kev came in, told his son, didn't I tell you why some dishes? Son said, dad, my dick bigger than yours.
You wash the dishes.
You, I got the biggest dick in the house. You wash the dishes.
So it's a different time.
So it's a different time. Like Danny Pop told him, you lose again, I'll kill you. Nigga never lost again.
Bro, my pop, all he cared about was boxing. Like one day and shit, I was coming to school with my friends and shit.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I've mean, never
I'm
done
up,
that.
I'm upstairs playing Dreamcast and shit. Look,
tripping.
2K, look. Pop's walking in the door. Look, what the fuck you doing, Danny? Look. I said, ah, shit. He was like, you ran the treadmill? I was like, no, nah, I'm supposed to be in school and shit. Like, fuck you talking about a treadmill? He was like, all right, get on the treadmill. We'll call it today. Look, I ran on the treadmill.
Hold on.
I started running the treadmill. I was cool and shit.
His fucking pop's a legend, right?
He don't give
his
a shit
pop,
about school,
his
nothing.
Pop, he,
boxing,
he did
Danny?
Something in school one time. His pop had to go up to the school and talk for him. His pop said, and just get a fucking kid a B, man. Ain't nobody watching.
Nah, real shit. They were trying to take my credits away.
Yeah, take this couple dollars. Sure.
Yeah, they was taking my credits away. So we had a fucking joint. He's like, give him the fucking credit. Sweep it on the table. Look. Pops was like, I teach him how to survive in these streets. He was like, y'all ain't teaching my kids shit. I teach him how to bob and weave in the streets. He was pissed off in that joint.
Fuck.
Give him the
fucking credit.
Dude's
a nut at him for
that. Give him the credit. Sweep it under the table. Don't use him as a guinea pig.
That's crazy.
I'm not a guinea pig.
Crazy Ainge is a fucking legend out here.
Legend. Shit.
So, Danny. Danny has six toes.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Yeah, you do got six toes.
Yeah, I just want to know, like, when you hit from the back, do it give you better grip? Like, he got six toes on one foot. Like, do you get a
like
better
grip? You holding the jaw, your jaw's like.
I ain't never think about that, but probably.
You got a better jaw.
Because I'm saying five toes is a good grip, but an extra pop, you definitely could.
I don't know how that shit happened to me. Fucking
he got six toes.
Incested some shit.
But that's probably putting
somebody
that more.
They just tore some shit up.
That's probably putting a little bit more pop.
Yep, you might be.
And that
might
fucking
be,
left hand.
That might be advantage.
Shit, I swim. When I swim, like, I keep going to my left and shit.
Damn.
I swim like this and shit. My right foot so strong. That shit just be going.
So how do you get your sneakers? Do one sneaker got to be bigger than the other one?
I can't swim straight and shit.
The sneaker, do one size, one sneaker got to be bigger than the other one?
No, I just keep one a little loose. You feel me?
Damn.
But yeah, when I was a kid, like my sneakers used to be super tight. You know what I'm saying? Like them joints used to hurt. But after the years, like it just got, it started.
Oh molded. Shit!
After like, the years, he done smashed his fucking toes.
Exactly.
Them joints, they just together now like this.
Yeah, they just exactly. That's
you
how
walk
they
walk like this. Claw. They call him the Claw.
You want to see my strong hand? Look.
You got the Claw.
I'm like, how
you got the Claw? Baby.
I was praying my daughter didn't get six toes, bro.
Oh man, you'd have been sick.
They would have had to chop that joint off.
From the rip, no, cut it off. Don't.
Because you know the 50% chance. Because, whatever you have,
you know
your
what?
Kids have and shit.
You know, we could get away with the six toes. But six kid. Toes and some red bottoms.
Oh,
some
sandals. God. That ain't working,
and some
bro.
Sandals in school.
And you know, little, shit, and you know, little Philly, vicious, bro. Little Philly Garcia going to have all the designer shit.
Bro, I used to be scared to go to the pool when I was a kid.
Damn, right. He had six.
When did you get over the insecurity of it.
Start getting money. Look. Nobody said that.
Get that paper,
bitch.
Hey,
I'm a millionaire.
Motherfucker got his first million to see it.
Put that shit right on TMZ.
Put his dogs out.
6-0, oh, six toes.
A rich bitch.
Them joints smell like corn chips, though. Put them joints away.
Money and shit. Look,
put them pieces away.
It don't even matter no more. Shit.
Yeah, you don't right. care.
They put me on TMZ and all.
Right.
Like,
absolutely.
Like, I don't care.
Absolutely. And let me ask you this question. If you and Terrence Crawford fight, how does it end?
Man, I'm gonna put him out.
Oh, he's going to sleep.
Listen, man. Anybody I go after, I'm putting him to sleep.
Say no more.
And I really think you on his mission too, because me and Danny talk on the phone before every fight, and he told me like I'm knocking Adrian Granados out. I'm like, he's never even been down on the canvas though, Danny. I'm knocking. I'm
like that's my mindset going into every fight.
Right. He's like, I'm turning his electricity off.
I'm not trying to do 12 rounds.
And he turns his electricity off.
I'm trying to get the fastest check possible. Shit.
You and Errol Spence, how does that turn out?
Listen, man, he ain't never been hit by like somebody like me.
Honestly, I can honestly say that me personally, I believe you're the hardest puncher in the welterweight division.
For sure. And I came off on 140. You gotta understand. Now all them other guys been there, except for Crawford.
Right.
He started at 135.
Right.
But mostly all the guys I fought, they've been at 147 their whole career. And they run for me when I fight. I'm chasing them down.
You definitely chased.
Damn.
You definitely chased Keith Runtime Thurman down.
Yeah, I chased him down.
Runtime. Ooh.
And he got exposed. I don't think Manny Pacquiao could ever do that to you. First of all, I don't think no welterweight out could ever put you on a canvas.
No,
I
don't know.
Because
Shoot me. You got to snipe me from the top row.
Damn.
I've never even seen you dazed. Have you ever been dazed in a fight?
I've been dazed a few times, but
he ain't never fight a martial artist in the back alley. That's why. Let him run up against a martial artist in the back alley.
It'd be the punches that people don't see.
Yeah.
That stun you a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, you know how fighters get hit, boom, oh, like a hard shot. You be like, oh, he might. Sometimes it might be like a little boop.
Yeah.
You like, ooh, okay, oh, shit. You take a step over here, your body over there. And shit. You're like, oh, shit, you just got exactly.
Nobody see it. Nobody see that.
But, yeah, I mean, it's boxing, bro. So, but I've never been, like.
If you and Manny Pacquiao fight, how does it end? I think it ends in a knockout. Danny Garcia. That's just me.
I feel like, to be honest with you, I feel like Manny Pacquiao has, like, a perfect style to beat most of all the guys at now at welterweight. But I think I'm the only style he should stay away from.
Because you punch while the other people are
and
punching.
And I'm a good counterpuncher. That's like his
weakness.
Yeah, his weakness is timing and counterpunching.
Absolutely.
So I got power in both hands, and I could time you well.
Right.
So I think that's, like, it's not a good matchup.
The reason why I say you the hardest puncher.
Well, let me not say that. I'm easy. Fight me. Nah, my style is whack to his look. I was just playing. He gonna watch this joint. I'll try to fight me no more. Shit. Mm-hmm.
The reason why I think you are the hardest puncher at welterweight is because out of all the welterweights, you're the only person that I see that hits somebody with one punch and actually take the soul out of them.
And another thing too, like mentally, it's hard to fight me. I'm just a hard guy to fight. You feel me? So like. Mentally, it's hard getting ready to fight somebody like me. You know what I'm saying? Right. Somebody who just never gives in, who got power, who got a lot of grit. So, like, immensely training for 8 weeks against me, like, it could break you.
Right. And even
that's why a lot of fighters don't look the same after they fight me.
Nobody looks the same.
Because, like, you got to mentally get ready to, like, fight me, like, physically and mentally.
And Robert Garcia just said something that was extremely interesting. It's pretty much the same thing I said. He said, if Danny Garcia and Mikey Garcia fight gets made, without a doubt, Danny Garcia will be the hardest puncher that Mikey Garcia has ever faced.
You see what happened, right?
He didn't get made. All right, let's get into this $1 million worth of game segment. Let me ask y'all a question.
Hold on.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Yeah, that peasy shit.
Let's get into this $1 million worth of game.
Hey, let me ask y'all a question. If someone likes you, and she's in your DM constantly, she's shooting her shot, she wants to suck the balls out of your dick without a doubt. Like, if you respond to her in any manner, is that cheating?
What you mean, any manner? Could you say
if
anything?
You respond to her in the DM.
But what's she saying, though?
She's saying like, anything.
She's
all
like, Danny.
I'm chanting like. I'm,
she's like,
I'm
Danny, chanting. I want you to come knock me out with your dick.
Ask a girl that. What you think she's going to say?
I mean, if she's in, she's like, Wallow, I know you mess with April, but I want you to come fuck me all May. All May, June, and July. Like, and you respond to
I'm not responding. I'm not even
But I'm saying, if you do respond, Is it cheating even if you like, huh, you funny? Is that cheating?
Well, you're entertaining it, but no, that ain't cheating.
It ain't cheating, but it's
cheating
a gateway.
Cheating is having sex with another girl.
Cheating is having sex.
So hold on.
Cheating is having sex with another girl.
It's a gateway.
It's a gateway drug. So cheating is only fucking if you put your dick in a bitch. Yeah. That's
communicate with a woman.
Nah. So if you communicate with bitches, it ain't cheating.
That's cheating.
Like on Instagram.
Let me remind you.
Like Instagram.
Erica's watching.
I mean, if you talk to a girl, I mean, you can have friends, bro.
Don't say nothing else, Danny.
Because Gil is good for this shit.
Don't say nothing else. He said, you can have friends.
He said he confused like a motherfucker.
You can have friends that beg you to suck your dick.
Cousins that I call.
No, I think, I mean, Instagram is a whole nother world. You feel me? If you go off that, then if you think it's real.
I like how his remix game is like.
You know how many niggas
Instagram is not real to me.
Wait, you know how many niggas is getting real dick sucks off of Instagram?
I mean, if you take it to the next level, you feel me?
He said, okay. I like that. He remixed it.
But Instagram is never what it seems. You feel me? Just because a girl DM you say she want to fuck, don't mean it's going to happen.
Yes, it do.
It's going to happen. It might not ever happen.
Nigga, it absolutely means she's trying to fuck.
Daddy, like, just because bitches be in your DM saying they want to wrestle with your dick, that don't mean she really want to wrestle with it.
She might try to set your ass up. Get some buzz off you.
She could be.
That's two. Try screenshot. They just screenshot legends.
If a girl DM me that, I'm not entertaining it. It's something wrong with it.
Right.
Anything that's too good or too easy is never right. You feel me?
So you're not entertaining it. So if you do entertain it, would that be considered cheating?
No.
It's the gateway. It's the step. You done stepped your foot in the water.
Well, we already knew. We ain't got to ask you. This nigga walked.
Cheating is
this nigga
sex
got his
girl.
Woman face on his drawers.
On his drawers. Danny looked at him like, what?
Damn, I'm going love.
So, Dan, you just absolutely wouldn't do it. You wouldn't put Erica on your drawers. Never.
You're taking too long, Danny.
No.
So you would never do it.
That's weird.
Damn.
I love her, but damn.
Damn.
Yo, his woman bought him a pair of drawers for 8 days of the week. You got them on right now?
Wait, you got her pictures on?
Yeah, best girlfriend.
How you even get
and
that
done? And
it's
a best girlfriend on the drawer, but her face all over the drawers.
Yep.
Wait, she has spent Puerto Rican?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, he know. Oh, shit. He know she's Puerto Rican. That's how
they look. Look, motherfucker. You can't even fuck you up. Look, yep. I want to make sure no bitches see this before you fuck them. Look.
That's the exact mindset.
Come home.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. Because both of y'all mess with Spanish women. Are they without doubt the craziest women on planet Earth?
I think chicks is crazy in general.
No, but I heard some stories about some. And I heard Spanish men, too. I heard them niggas is crazy.
I mean, that don't go for me.
No. White Jones.
And then I might believe it because that nigga's dad is crazy.
White Jones is different.
Get the fuck out of my life. He told my mom one day, I'll give you $30,000. Get the fuck out of my life.
Damn.
Yo, that's crazy.
Go back to the hood. Look.
Hey, hold on, wait.
Who say that?
Wait. That's how you know age crazy.
Angel is crazy.
They making millions of dollars. He's talking about, give you $30,000. Go back to the fucking hood.
That's terrible.
Nigga just made $4.5 million this last fight.
You can leave
he
me alone.
Offered the man's mama $30,000. I give you $30,000. Leave me the fuck alone.
Damn.
Pop's crazy.
Yeah, he's one of a cut.
Yo, that's crazy, man.
He one of a cut, man.
That's crazy.
$30,000. Get the fuck out of my life.
That's crazy, man.
This bitch.
But he has white. But it's white girls. White girls are the craziest.
We was at the studio
my
one time.
My girl sue
right?
you and shit.
Right. He was at the studio one time, right?
What, lost
his pop called him, right? He said, where you at? He said, I'm down. I'm at the studio. He said, what studio? I just walked in your studio. Ain't nobody in there. He said, no, I'm at the studio downtown. He said, well, what time you going to get here? His dad say, I mean, he say, I was thinking about taking the day off. His dad said, what? When you're laying on the fucking ground looking up at the lights, don't fucking blame me.
Damn, that's real shit. I remember that. Dude.
He hung up talking about,
I gotta
he is right, though, ain't he?
I gotta go. I'm taking a day off.
He like, Pops is right, though, ain't he? I said, yeah, he. I'll be right back. I'm
taking a day off.
I said, boy, that nigga Pop is fucking legendary. So you're not responding, but it's not cheating. Is it cheating?
No, it's just a gateway.
What the fuck is a gateway?
It's a gateway because you're not going to just end up at a bitch house. You got to have a conversation first. You feel what I'm saying?
It's
the conversation's not cheating.
Okay, so are you responding and is it cheating?
It's sort of cheating.
Look under pressure.
I'm not under pressure. I really don't care. It's like, it could be cheating because if they say they want to, you know, give you a BJ.
And you laugh back like, ha-ha.
Like, you smile like, or throw the heart or something. It's like, yeah. It could get crazy.
Nah, throwing the heart is crazy.
Yeah, you and you smile, you throw this smiley face like this.
See, me and Toot got, me
watery,
and Toot know
the watery,
that.
The watery mouth, John. Shit.
Yeah, the water. Oh, wow.
A motherfucker can say whatever you want. You can't respond.
Yeah, you can't respond.
And hard eyes that's turn into motherfucking black eyes.
Yep.
In my fucking household.
No, definitely. If somebody say that, I mean, it's too good to be true.
Okay, so what about so let's put the shoe on the other foot. A rapper, basketball player, entertainers all in your woman's DM. Hey, sexy. Hey. How are you? I would love to take you to dinner.
She better not respond.
Nigga, it's over.
If she responds, what if she just give the anything, smiling face, cracking up.
She out of here.
It's over.
See, niggas is different. Look at us. We
over.
Look, it ain't cheating when we do. No, it ain't cheating, but it ain't cool either. If she do it, I kill a bitch.
It's over.
She got to die.
It's double standard, bro.
It's going to be a last
breath. It is double standards. Yeah. And that's what women don't understand. In life, it's double standards.
Just what it is.
If we fuck a lot of women, we players. And the reality of is more women is attracted to us because of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he get all the bitches on.
Well, you
gotta
understand
all the bitches
how hard it is to get a girl in the first place. So right. If you get a lot of them, it's like
right. So if you a woman and you fuck a bunch of niggas, you ain't considered a player. You're considered a whore, even by your peers. That bitch is nasty. Anybody fuck her? She give it up to everybody.
She's an animal.
So it don't act like if you a woman. Why I gotta be a double standard? Why women can't do what men do? Because we're considered players and y'all considered whores. It's a difference.
Right.
But
I mean, you
50-50 is in
though,
the work field.
You gotta understand. If a girl started having sex at 18, right? And she's 35 now.
Mm-hmm.
She'd be having sex. She's just one partner a year. That's a lot, right?
Yo. He has the same theory
that's
as Wallow.
But I think it's more than one partner.
Yeah, I'm just saying at a minimum, one.
No, but 18.
So she started fucking at 15 and she had one partner a year till she was 30.
That's 15. That's 15
at one
bodies.
A year? I mean, that's
okay,
not
what
a,
if she had two?
See, Danny is okay. More on point with.
Yeah. But we said 30 dicks. If she was 15 and she took two dicks a year and she had 30 dicks by the time she was 30, that's a dick a year since she was born.
But that's only two a year, though.
That's a lot
bit.
Of dicks.
But you gotta understand, though, that's only 2 a year.
It is.
That's
but nothing. Listen, but listen.
See, he.
But listen. Yeah. Listen.
He understand.
If we get a 30-year-old woman and we sit her in here.
But if you got a 30-year-old woman, 35, you gotta think about at least 50, 60 dudes.
Damn! See, yo, he's being realistic. This is what. It's finally. I'm glad we have a guest on here.
I got a good. You don't get that part.
Right.
You're the only one that don't get that part.
No, I don't. Hold on.
Go ahead, tell him about
so
the room. I know what he's ready to say. Put the girl in the room.
Watch
what
he said.
Listen,
I know what he is about to
listen,
ask. I know what Gil ready to say.
Listen. Put a girl. He's talking like, all of this shit. And he had his woman since she was fucking young. They've been together since they was kids. She probably might have one other fucking dick other than his.
Yeah, I don't know how many guys.
You don't even ask that type
but
of shit.
But you know she didn't have a lot of them.
I mean, if she did, I don't care because I love her now. You feel me?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, this nigga over here. He winning all the points right now across America.
He's City Boys up right now. City Boys is down 7,000 points because of Danny Garcia and fucking Wallow.
If you judge a girl by her past, you ain't never going to love her because you're going to think about all the dudes she fucked.
That's why.
He want to put a chick in a room and put how many bodies you had?
Yo,
put a dildo on the table for each one.
Yeah, because he represents them by dildos. He always says if you look at 19 dildos, how crazy that looks. He said short dicks, tall dicks, long dicks, fat dicks.
That's all you talk about.
Because what I'm saying is if a chick had 35 dicks, it don't sound like a lot, but if you go to condemnation and you lay 35 dicks out on the table, long dicks, short dicks, skinny dicks, fat dicks, tall dicks, small dicks, and you looking at all them dicks, you like.
But what if they looking at 200 asses, like 200 pussies?
Hold on, and you like, you took all those different dicks.
You can't ever like, be too technical.
Said, that's those, ridiculous.
All those different that's ridiculous.
Crazy.
Oh, shit. All of those slammers. Like,
you
like,
got to understand,
on.
Bro.
Okay, hold on.
You got to understand.
If a nigga got 35 guns in his house, is that a lot of weapons?
That's different.
Like, is that you? Like, damn, dog, what you need all these guns?
This boy's
like,
an animal.
Like, fuck you doing? So, if a chick got 36 dicks in her closet,
yeah, but see, that's different because you got 35 guns at once. If you had 35 guns throughout your life, that's different.
All right, well, we just look at life a little different. Like, Danny talking all that shit.
No, I'm keeping it 100.
No. Your woman has only been with you. What are you talking about?
I don't really.
He don't
know.
Judge.
It's
He's easy. Not a judger.
It's easy to say.
At the end of the day, look,
it's easy to say I don't care.
He's not a judger.
I wouldn't care if my woman. I wouldn't care if my woman had 35 dicks. When your woman didn't have 35, it's easy to say that.
I'm 31. Any girl, if I break up with my girl and get with another girl, I'm not getting with a girl who had 5 sex partners.
How you know?
Because I know.
But okay, hold
this
on.
It's a doggy
okay,
dog world.
Okay, hold on.
Shit.
So if a woman is 30, yeah. Right? Any woman that's 30 years old that's worth something, that's not a whore, hold on. Where was the? It's two a year. Oh, she had two this year, two this year, two this year, two this year, two. Where was the 3 years that she was in a relationship? The 5 years she was
so
in
you
a relationship.
Think girls don't cheat.
Hold on.
She probably was in a relationship for 5 years. Okay, but you got. Oh, I like your smile. I'm in the club. You got. Oh, I take a business trip.
That's a whore.
Mm. I mean, listen. Mm. I don't. Listen.
To me, if you got a woman.
You're extremely judgmental.
No, I'm real. If you got a woman
you're extremely
and she's
judgmental.
Mopping niggas on the side, mm-hmm. We don't agree she's got a little smutty butty in her.
Yeah. Yo, Gil, let me ask you something. If a woman messed up and cheated one time, she's a whore?
In my eyes, toots a whore.
One time.
Keith Thurman. Toots, you cheat, you whore.
He gonna call her Keith Thurman, nigga.
I'm done.
I'm out.
Like, I'm out.
I can't believe you're doing this to the family.
I'm out.
You messed up family.
Okay, because listen.
Your ass ain't going nowhere.
I
nigga,
like that, Danny.
Yo, first of all.
Gonna be like, take your nut ass upstairs. Shut up.
First of all, we talked about this on my live. With two on my live.
You got kids
right there,
together.
Two with me.
Yeah,
two said no. Two said no. I truly, honestly believe he'd be out. Because let me tell you something. I'm never attached to nothing that I can't leave in 30 seconds when the heat is around the corner.
Oh, now you Robert De Niro. Huh?
I'm just saying.
Now you Robert De Niro. Now he's a heat. Now he's at the heat.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm gone. Look, tired of her. Look, so I've lived. Tootsies. Look,
and Danny going wild out too. No, yeah, Danny going wild out.
Hey,
if that happens.
Okay, so hold on. Look, so Danny, you mean to tell me you can find out that Erica's out here getting blazed down by another man, and you're like, let's just work through
my
it.
My baby lady?
Fuck no. You
no,
like,
I don't know.
He calling everybody he know. We going to Miami.
Let's go. Come on.
He going to be right in Miami. Dun, 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 dun.
Dun, 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 dun.
Let's keep it real.
Yeah. You...
Man, I got to avoid child support.
So he works something out first. Let's work something out first.
We're together, but in my head, we're really not.
That child support,
hey, I forgot. When you hit a different tax bracket, you think, damn, I want to leave.
My riches, look.
$30,000 a month.
Nigga be like this when you're in a different tax bracket. I want to leave. $26,500
a month?
Ah, I'm staying.
Real shit.
I'd have had a couple, all
about money at the end of the day.
I'd have had a couple motherfuckers work that shit out because of the. I hate this bitch. But they look down at that fucker when they go have to pay a month. They like, but I don't need this bitch that much.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah, that's a lot of bread. And then another nigga that they get with gonna be living in the crib off your bread. Like, that's crazy. That's crazy.
He could be driving a car.
And the house blazing.
See, that's what's fucked up. When you got Danny, type Garcia type money, you break up with the woman.
He gonna be the one telling her to put her on child support.
Put that motherfucker on child support. I need my new fucking Rolex.
I need the trip to the Yang.
Hey, and then what's so fucked up?
Trying to ride his mother, getting a new Lambo.
What's so fucked up? When motherfuckers is in your tax bracket and they fuck up.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
This how it go. The judge be like, okay, Erica, you get the house in Miami. Mm. Danny, you get this house. How many cars you guys got? Oh, we got four. Okay, you get two cars, you get two cars.
He's like, shit.
Think of Sydney like
the Lambo and the Bentley.
Nigga be like, she ain't throw no punches.
She wasn't what we shoot in the gym.
Dang. Life sucks sometimes, man.
Then it'd be like, how much you got in the bank?
Your life sucks.
Danny done, hey, listen. Danny done ran and tucked some shit in Puerto Rico.
I done put that shit in the LLC under my pop name. Yeah. Made me the trustee and shit.
Yep.
I got this shit figured out.
Right. So it's crazy, man. And then it's like,
life sucks. And then it's like, man,
you give all this shit up. Then they go get it with a raggedy nigga.
Like, back block Bobby.
This nigga all see smoking weed all in Danny shit.
He on Instagram turned it up. He got a rap crew now.
Nah.
They rapping. Nigga was just fucked up last week. He like, nah.
Damn, dog.
That's when you gotta activate psycho mode, man.
Jody. Jody's undefeated. Jody's a bad motherfucker.
Baby, you got to. Baby, like, you heard it. Like,
you got to.
What would you do,
I'm
Dan?
Saying, if I got Danny bread and next thing you know I'm
what
paying happened? $30,000.
And a bull rider, what you gonna do?
I'ma just had the troops on. They gonna be sitting there occupying the neighborhood. Nah, nigga, you can't come on this block and fuck with her, nigga. I'm on payroll. I work out this motherfucker. You not spending none of this bread, nigga.
Hold on.
Nah, psycho, fuck
man.
That.
Hold on. Wait, Danny. This man said, if he buy his woman some titties.
Oh, we back to this again.
Because you got
to
hear this shit. If he buy his woman some titties.
It's crazy.
When they break up, can't nobody else suck them titties.
Yeah. Yo, and they use titties.
I already got what I'm going to do. I'm going to poke a needle right through that.
Yo, see that? Like, you on the same time. You know he on poppies.
My titties, I pay for them. Get your own.
Your own. Big Pun said that shit, man. I heard that back in the day.
Go that way.
Yeah. Big Pun said it too.
That's crazy.
But that's a lot of money, man. 30,000. Gil, what you going to do? A nigga riding around in your truck? Come on,
that's
my nigga.
That's a hard pill to swallow, dog.
You going to do the same shit I'm doing?
At the end of the day, nah, I ain't doing none of that. At the end of the day, if that's what it came down to, I'm out. But I'm stunting on the bitch. Just know that. I'm pulling to pick my kids up. I'm going to have five groupie bitches in there. They're going to be hanging out the sunroof.
I hope it ain't
30K. I ain't playing.
I'm hoping it's more like 10K a month. No, even though that's that. Still a lot.
Look. That's when you know a nigga got money. Like, I'm hoping I only got to give up 10K.
10K, like, that's crazy. That's 120 a year. After you get the house, the car.
Oh, fuck that.
And you got to get them established. He's like, oh, man.
Oh, look.
10 is a hurt ball. That's 120.
Yeah, that's 120. Fuck
and
that.
And 10 years is $1.2 million.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not counting the stuff you already going to do from the heart. But you got to get a situation.
So I'm going to try at least stay with my girl till my daughter's 10. I could do 8 years.
Damn. Wow. He's trying to figure out how much time. This is a plea bargain. This nigga sitting here like, I could do 8, nigga. I could do 8.
That nigga like, 10 times 12. Times 8.
I put that in one.
Oh, that ain't that bad. That's only 462,000. I could do that.
Crazy.
Put that in that little account real quick. Look, it's good. Look. Unless you go to college 4 more years, you fucked.
He talking all that shit. You gonna get home, babe? That was just entertainment.
Yep. Crazy.
We don't know who you did.
Listen, let's get into right now. I want to get into stories from the cell. We wake up for count one morning, right? So I'm on the top tier. You got the bottom tier. So as we wake up from the count, I'm standing. You know, because you got the guard that come up the top tier, then you got the guard that come down the bottom tier. So I'm looking at, as I'm leaning on the door, I see the guard come back. He walking past one cell. Then they walk past the cell. They hit the door and start screaming for backup. So all the guards start coming. Ah, oh, my God. Old head. He must have been in jail for like 20-something years. He decided it was over. It was time for him to make parole his own way. He hung himself from the vent. Damn. The vent, like, is on top of the, like, on the sink. You got a sink right here. Then you had, like, a little vent, like, holes, like, a vent right here. And it got big holes in it like that. So he tied himself and basically, he got out of there because he couldn't take it no more. He just was like, I'm done. And it was like, during my time in jail, you know, you don't often see suicide, but you hear about a lot of people commit suicide, attempted suicide. You hear about people killing themselves. You like, who would have the heart to do that? To tie themselves up and strangle themselves up. And like that moment when I was in there, because I had moments in jail when I used to be in jail, and that shit really impact. You'd be like, yo, this shit real. And you get, and you be able to start to understand more of the different side effects that jail had. He was on medication too. He was already on like psychotropic meds because he used to always be like dazed out. But he had a bunch of time and he was like, I'm trying to get out of here. A lot of times when you in the streets, you out here, you doing your thing, you just tough. It's lonely. It's a lonely place in prison. It's a lonely motherfucker. People is going to pull out on you. A lot of people that you might be with, they're going to get up out of there. Mm-hmm. The girl, she's going to be out. She's going to be messing with somebody else. She's going to move on because life don't stop. And if you're a part of the street gang, you got to understand this. You got to be built to go ahead and make sure you could deal with years by yourself. Or you could deal with the graveyard. A lot of people don't talk about that. But like I tell you, jail is a place where it's, though, it's just every day. Every day it's just trauma going to your brain because you're trying to understand, how am I living in this little-ass closet with another man? Every time he shit, I got to smell it. You got, I'm talking about everything. Our whole life is just inside of a cell. See, a lot of people never know. This is one boy, right? This is what people don't understand. You got dudes in jail that sell sandwiches out of their toilet. Let me explain something to you. Dudes like cold sandwiches. They might make them in the what's name. And I didn't see dudes, and it fucked me up when I seen the old head. You go to the cell, he got the towel over his toilet with a plastic bag inside of the toilet because the water is cold. That's like the coldest water, the toilet water. Mm-hmm. But it's a plastic bag in the toilet, but he got the sandwich in there. And when I went there, my old head, I'm ready to go grab a sandwich. I walked to the joint, I'm like, he got sandwiches in his toilet. No, it's laced with the bag. You know, that's the coldest part of the cell. And you just understanding the mindset that the people go through, the shit that they be on, and just like, you just be trying to figure this
putting
stuff out.
Putting the sandwiches out. Where you shit at.
Yeah, where you shit at. But he tell me, no, the toilet clean, that's, but my, I'm like, oh, head. He went back to the cell, I'm standing at his door, he cracked this, you know, take it out of the plastic. I mean, even though he trying, no, youngin', listen, man, he got bags inside his toilet, it's cool, but it's the mind that's where you take shits at.
You flush the refrigerator, listen, basically. That's crazy, that's the refrigerator.
So he got his jaw laced up, you know, because all the time, all prisons, some prisons got the ice machine on the block where you take the ice and put it in the foot tub, and that's where you put your little juices, whatever. But all of them ain't have them, and this joint didn't. So when we go back, he goes to the jaw, I'm standing in the cell door, he cracked, take it out of the plastic, little delicatessen sandwich, you know what I mean? He cracked it open, pulled his chips out, eating. Yeah, because young blood, listen, man, I ain't remember down. So I'm like, you just ate a shit sandwich. Like, you just really
like
ate,
it was nothing.
Like, it was damn. Nothing. And it was like, this dude was a big-time sandwich seller. So it was like, yo, like, so it's like dealing, seeing a different stuff. You seeing people commit suicide.
Sandwich seller.
He was a big-time. You seeing people commit suicide. Oh, and the next day, you know, you seeing people eat shit sandwiches out of a toilet. It's real deep in jail, man. And a mindset that you got to, because you got to program, when you go into jail, you got to deprogram yourself in order to reprogram yourself. Because anything you knew before jail, that shit don't even mean nothing. You got to figure out how you got to travel through this terrain, which is the penitentiary, in order to make it to the other side. And hopefully you can make it sane. Like I always tell people, I had to go insane in order to stay sane. Because I had to believe that all this crazy shit that was going on in jail, that it was real.
That's
so
crazy.
It's real. So when you out there and you operating, read the fine print. If you out there, I understand. If you want to be a tough nigga, you want to be tough, you want to be busting your gun, you mm-hmm. want to be a rider, do your thing. You ain't got to listen to me. I'm just an old dude that did 20 years in jail that's just trying to give you some advice. You don't have to listen to me.
You don't.
But they got space in jail and they got space in the graveyard. So right. Do what you got to do.
And one thing to say, Wallow learned out fast. You know what I mean? He found out fast. As soon as he got there, the gay boy came right out.
Yo,
of his
come
kids
on,
age.
Man. You keep talking about this. Come on, man. Trying to put smut on my name.
Yeah, but you call home talk, but your cakes
no,
was on
wasn't
the Lizon.
It took some time.
He
for
called
that.
Home talking in codes. My kids aches on the Lizon. I was confused. I'm like, what?
I'm proud of myself. I've never been.
That's real.
That's
real
thing.
Shit, yeah. Right there.
Yo, I tell people this all the time. It's harder to be in the hood and sell drugs than not do it. You know how hard it is to be around something every day and never do it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's 20 times harder.
You know why? Because
but everybody you got to have a vision, though.
Because like, nine gotta, times out of 10, people are influenced by what they're around.
Yeah, they got. I mean, yeah.
So for you to be different, like, that's me. I'm not taking
You
got to
have a vision. You feel me? If you don't have a vision, you don't see nothing but this, then you're going to fall into it.
Like, shout out to your dad.
Yeah, for
your
sure.
Your dad helped you
keep the vision.
Mm-hmm.
Angel's legendary.
You know what I mean? Yeah, your dad helped you keep the vision. He that since you was born, that motherfucker said, you're going to do one thing in life. Box. And he made it happen for
me. But
you.
He taught me more than just boxing, though. Yeah. He taught me, like, you know, like, about friends, about drugs, like,
you see?
About women, you feel me?
It's crazy because the majority of the
he
shit.
Said friends come that, and go like the wind.
Right. That your dad taught you about was didn't have shit to do with school. It was just about life.
Exactly.
Life is real.
You know what I'm saying?
Fake friends, and, real friends, drugs, how to walk away.
And the one thing that.
Discipline.
That I commend your dad, the most important thing. That he taught you was hard work.
Mm-hmm. He said nobody ever gonna give you nothing. You gotta earn it.
That's the most important
thing.
Ain't
nobody
gonna
give you shit.
And mm-hmm. and you look up, you 31 years old to this day, and you still putting in the hard work.
Shit.
I think you only drank one time in your life, right? On your birthday, right?
Man, I sipped some champagne before that shit though.
Yeah.
I never smoked weed. None of that.
Me neither. Right.
But so, I was mad at myself for doing that too.
That alone takes a little
I'm like,
discipline.
Damn, I ain't gonna better take a body shot.
Nigga took a little sip of champagne on his 21st birthday and felt bad. Oh,
crazy.
Fuck that, I'm running home from the club.
I can't do it. My dad gonna kill me.
But that in itself takes discipline, man. Yeah. Because I was riding down Kensington Ave the other day, man. And the sight of all of those hundreds of dope fiends
shit's
that's
crazy.
Just out there.
Mm-hmm.
And the sad shit is like, you just look at the houses and you like, imagine being a kid living in that fucking house right there. And every day you walk out that fucking house, you see these fucking zombies. Just.
Like the worst thing kid as a growing up, as a kid, is having a parent on drugs.
Yeah.
One day you wake up, your VCR's in a pawn shop. Your TV, everything start going.
Right.
Yeah.
You like.
And you trying to still go to school.
Yeah.
You ain't got
like,
clothes. You ain't
fuck,
got nothing.
Like, what the fuck is food? Going on?
That's
like, every day
crazy.
Something else is missing. You feel
right.
me?
Absolutely.
So it was like.
And then if your mom is on drugs.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, here come
she
a
gone.
Bunch of niggas in and out
she
the
gone.
House.
She
bunch
gone.
Of men constantly. It's just.
She gone. Pops go to jail. Mom gone.
Like, mm-hmm. It was sad, man. I was riding through Kensington, man. That shit was sad, man. That was like. Some really, really sad, disappointing shit, like.
Real shit. But you got to understand, they wake up seeing that every day, so that's, like, right. normal to them.
It's normal.
Like, we go down there, it's like, oh.
Right. Yeah. And it's crazy because it's like,
but it's like,
when I was in the game and I was in the hood and I was living amongst it, it was like that shit was so normal. And it's like, once you finally see the world
mm-hmm.
and you get
green.
Out and you see shit and you start to realize that life is bigger than this one small ass neighborhood that mm-hmm. you grew up in. Then when you revisit that shit, you like, damn, I grew up in this shit. Like,
that's when you realize,
how the
like,
fuck did I make it out of this shit? Like,
it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You beat the odds.
Like, how did God pick me to be the one to make it out of this shit right here? Like,
that's why if one out of every hood make it, that's like great.
It's unbelievable, yeah. man.
One out of every hood make it, that's great.
It's unbelievable, man. Let's get into the $1 million worth of game segment. So they said I need some game, OG. I got this good friend of mine, solid dude, been married for about 5 years. Found out his wife was stepping out on him. He confronted her. He said, cut it out. The following week, she was back talking to the same person.
Cut it out.
And to make it worse, he found videos of his wife getting it on in the car in a parking lot of a local club. At this point, OG, it's been more than 4 occasions she's been involved in, caught with the same dude. My boy just keep going, just keep taking her back like nothing ever happened. At this point, I just look at him like he's on some clown shit, OG. And I look at him as being less than a man. And I don't want to fuck with him no more. What do you think?
Damn,
well, I think a lot of guys out
I
here.
I think he ain't got nothing going on in his life. Right. Anytime I hear something like that,
yeah.
it's like, it ain't even about the woman. It's like, what are you doing,
yeah,
bro?
What you doing?
Like, do you have money?
That's
like,
right, Danny.
Are you working?
Take the whole $1 million worth of game.
Yeah,
on.
Give it to him.
It's like, damn, bro, like, what? How could you, like,
no,
damn.
It's no,
any man who got something going on for himself ain't going to settle for no bullshit.
But
no.
At the end of the day, the world is populated with Nans, nut-ass niggas.
This, you're one.
Let's just keep it real. It's more nut-ass niggas by far than it is niggas that just got common sense. Like, that's why my DM got 30,000 DMs in there. Because the shit I say is just common sense, and I just put it in a way to make you think from a different perspective. This man, woman, got slapped in the face with a dick, and he told her, cut it out.
Cut it out.
Cut it out.
Hey guys, it's Big Cat, and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern. For the first time since Rough and Rowdy won, every single fight will be a brand new brawler, and we found the wildest hillbillies the Holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
He said like he old head too. Cut it out.
Like she was just making noise upstairs, like kids just making noise. Like, y'all stop that.
Right. Then at the end of the day, he lets you know what type of guy he is, because this shit happens multiple times and he's still just going to take it. And the bottom line, I truly feel like women only do shit like this to niggas they know they could get away with it.
Somebody who can't do nothing about it. Right. If you ain't got your own house, you ain't got your own car, right. You ain't getting your own money, she going to do what you want, you ain't going over.
But a lot of times, it's a lot of niggas out here.
The ball's in her court.
But it's a lot of niggas out here who got it. It's a lot of nut ass niggas with money. And just because you get money, that don't, if you was a nut ass nigga before you got the money, you was a nut ass nigga with
money.
The money
can't unlame you.
But money don't unlame you. It's niggas out here who do everything. The bitch got all the Chanel bags, all the red bottoms, all the new whips, the house paid for. And she's still running around sucking a nigga's dick who ain't got nothing.
Down the way. She's sneaking down the way.
She's sneaking down the way sucking boo boo dick.
Jody's on the boo boo.
Because at the end of the day, at the end of the day, boo boo got that, that she really like.
That turns on.
You just got the money. When she really wants you to choke her while you fucking her and talk dirty to her, shut up, bitch. Get this dick. You just want to lay down missionary style, face to face and kiss. Lock the bitch in like she on a roller coaster. You lock the bitch in, put your arms on her shoulder. You just want to grind. No, she want to be treated like a whore. She wants you to put the thumb in her fucking butt. You know, you see when Future shit come on in the club, and I'ma put a thumb in her butt. All the bitches in the club sing that part. You hear me? She wants you to really treat her and beat her.
Treat her and beat her.
Right. She wants you to stroke her and poke her.
That's the song right there.
Right. Treat her and beat her. Stroke her and poke her. Treat her and beat her. Stroke her and poke her.
Hey.
Stroke. Wham! Gotcha.
Hey.
You gotta put your ad libs in it.
We gotta get Danny a verse on that.
You gotta get him. He gonna spit on it.
Mama said, knock the pussy out. I'm going knock the pussy out. redo her LL joint. Yeah. Mama said, knock the pussy out. Wham!
Knock it out the box.
What's the ad lib? Skirt, skirt.
Skirt, skirt.
That's the all the youngins' main ad lib. It's only these niggas say skirt skirt a car joint about selling skirt, coke. Skirt. Just move the brick today.
Skirt, skirt.
What the fuck did that have to do with moving a brick?
Yeah, I don't know. Car skirt.
Shit, if it sound good, it's good. Right?
Right, that's all that matters nowadays. So at the end of the day, man, what he do in his life don't affect you. So just because he's a lame ass nigga, he's still your homie.
That's your homie.
He's just a lame ass nigga who's
your homie.
Your homie. Like, I got a lot of, I hang with some niggas that's my main homies, that they some corny motherfuckers, but they some good dudes. Mm-hmm. Wallow's a corny motherfucker. He just a good nigga.
Username. Like, username.
Like, hold on. Right now he got Adidas sweatpants on with Vans. He's a corny nigga.
I will put him up there, but they're not paying me right now.
But he's a good fucking dude. We can all agree on that. So at the end of the day, man, you should never leave your homies because of
the situations that he's going through with a female. That's on him.
You gotta leave that alone, because at the end of the day, like, one thing I learned, like, say if you see your home, if I see my homie girl in a club with another dude, I'm not gonna tell my homie.
No, it's gonna fuck your relationship
up.
Exactly. He'll be mad at you, Danny Heat.
Yeah, exactly.
But listen, man, y'all was tuned into me, $1 million worth of game. Thank you, Danny, for coming through.
Thank you, brother.
Danny, do him dirty. Garcia, don't let nobody do you dirty. And your name would be dude. Yeah, I done Danny dirty. You see what I did? I got his belts. Them young boys gonna talk dirty to you. They gonna talk dirty to you. Danny's not gonna let
me just say this, man. Shout out to Danny for coming through, man. And shout out to Danny for always being the same person.
Same dude.
Man. Same dude, man. A lot of you guys get money and it be like, who the fuck is this nigga? I don't know this nigga. One thing I can say about Danny, man, I sit on the phone with him for hours on top of hours. We talk about boxing. We talk about the up and coming niggas.
Talk about
I never
life.
Heard him hate on nobody. Never heard him hate on none of the boxers ever. If a nigga's doing his thing, he's doing his thing. If a nigga's not that good, he's like, he's cool, but I don't know. Maybe he might got a shot. But
did I ever come up in any comment like that? My fight never come
yeah,
up?
Yeah, he said you was a fucking bump. I'm just keep it all real. He said he'll ice you and shit. But okay. That's some whole other shit. We'll talk about that next time. Yeah. But so I definitely got to give a shout out to Danny for just being the same dude, man. Because a lot of these dudes, man, you meet them when they're young. They get some money. And they change up fast.
I'm like, I be wondering, like, how much money he getting? Right. I'm like, bro, how much money you getting? I know, but it ain't more than me.
Because you different.
It's like, damn, it get a couple dollars, start acting crazy.
Niggas start acting crazy,
it's like,
man.
Bro, you ain't Michael Jackson? Like,
right.
Shit.
Right. And then for the boxing shit, it's like, for you to talk the money shit, it's like Floyd already did that. Hey, so it's like
already been done.
You know what I mean? It's like, and ain't nobody getting the money he got. So it's like, what are we talking about here? So I just wanted to give a shout out to Danny on that, man. And I appreciate you coming through, man.
Appreciate
this is
you,
$1 million worth of game.
Me. It's just like that.
And I go by the name of Gilly the King.
I'm Wallow267.
Right.
Yeah.
Myrtle Beach is the beach. 60 miles of bright sand, water, and a wealth of wonderful music playing day and night. You can step into a simple beach bar and discover a surprising level of exciting musical talent. A place to kick back and groove to the enticing soundtrack of the most unexpected vacations around. With nothing but good vibes floating through the warm ocean air. Plan your own music-filled trip to America's jukebox at visitmyrtlebeach.com.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.